Episode 465, February 3rd, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to our first show in February, Joe Robinson. It's already February. The year goes by so fast.
It's not our first show in February. It's our first show in February of 2020.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Jesus. All right. It's a good show.
Off to a good start.
Good start.
Hey,
Mike. Fact checker. You remind me of this woman in the audience. Well, just tell your little story first.
Shout out to Melissa Booker, who just tweeted out that she's looking forward to listening right now.
I love
She hears us talking about it at this very moment.
Missy's the best. I was in Virginia Beach, Funny Bone. Some really good shows, particularly good this weekend.
Was it crowded?
Yeah, with Koechner. I think we had pretty much sellouts on Saturday and then early show Friday. And I actually went down early this Wednesday night show. You know what? Maybe, can I tell this story? You know what? I'll tell it.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
There was an over-under in chat. How long does it take Rob to mention Koechner? And the over-under was 1 minute and you went under.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't I mention it?
It's just funny.
Okay. All right. You're right. Why would I talk about what we do on the show? What we did last week?
You're going to mention the murder mystery again?
Right. What was I saying? Well, I was going to.
Man, Robbie and I both shit on you.
Yes.
So now I got you the February.
Good start.
I didn't shit on you. The chat.
Oh, hey, the chat's shitting on you.
Yes. Well, man. I don't think they're shitting on me. They're just saying, you know what? Fuck you. I won't talk about it. We won't talk about Super Bowl. We'll just talk about, we won't talk about anything happened to Joe's life. We won't talk about Katie or Oscar. I won't talk about what Graham said to Tawanda, because we always talk about that. So,
Rob, the funny thing wasn't topics. That you talked about, Koechner. The funny thing is that you got the under. And the
but
under
I wasn't
1 minute.
Going to. Until Joe shit on me about fact checking, because I was going to tell a story that I will play the audio of this. That I'm just, this isn't a bit that I've worked out yet. I'm just throwing it out there. It's about Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Right.
And how I don't believe all those meals are that good.
Right.
And like, it's impossible. And then I say something like, if he was a woman, he would be great at faking orgasm. You would have no idea that he hated your penis, right?
All right.
So this woman yells out, "You're wrong." And I'm like, well, that's a weird fact check. Like, you're telling me, like,
well, that you can't be
have
wrong.
Have you
about
ate
that.
Every single meal at these restaurants? Are you God?
Do you like every ingredient?
Right. Are you saying I'm wrong? He wouldn't be good at faking orgasm? How would you even know that? So it was the most weirdest thing for her to fact check me on when I'm like, this. I even said, I'm going to say a lot of shit that is wrong.
Yeah, don't start out.
You could literally fact check me. But this, I'm pretty solid that of the 1,000 restaurants, they're not all good. I'm pretty confident in that. That's a statement.
So I'm going to let you tell your story, but real quick. So, you know, Kirk and Marianne, it's the afternoon drive show on 98 Rock. They sometimes play clips from comedians, like to go in and out of breaks and things like that. Well, they played this clip, and it's something you've heard me say it a million times. I say it even to be funny. I never occurred to me to make a joke. This guy just says exactly what I always say, and it's fucking hysterical.
What is it?
And I'm getting there. Uh-huh. It's no different than what I say. You guys have heard me say it a million times.
Okay.
When Robbie and I were growing up in high school, we weren't allowed to say the word fart.
Yes.
You've heard me say that.
Yes.
We used to have to fucking say stinker. I've told that story a million times.
Yes.
about how, you know, by the way, stinker, that's fart is what it's called. It's not a swear word. You're just using a different word that describes the same act.
Yeah.
It's not like fucking.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's literally the word. It's the word. It's a common word said on television. It's not a bad word.
Right.
Okay. Children, small children say
yes.
It and are allowed to say it.
People have it tattooed on them, I bet.
This guy told the exact same story, but he didn't say stinker. What word did he say instead of stinker? I actually think
toot.
Stinkers, I'll give it to you. It's poot.
Poot. Oh, yeah. Poot.
It was poot.
I've heard that.
By the way, I think stinker is worse. I think stinker. Yeah.
Did you poot? Is that a stinker?
What do you think, Robbie? What do you think is worse?
Stinker?
Yeah, stinker is definitely worse. But yeah, I wasn't allowed to say. Mm-hmm. By the way, my father never said, yeah, that was kind of ridiculous. Is he in chat? Yeah. They're like, yeah, what do you mean? Why would I let you say that? Like, I wouldn't let you say fuck either.
He's there.
So the other story I was about to tell, which wasn't about the K-Man, it was about the Wednesday night show that didn't involve him.
That's true.
But the reason I was there Wednesday is because who was there Tuesday and Wednesday was supposed to be there, who I will not name, this tour. They were in Richmond Sunday. And then supposed to be in VA Beach Tuesday and Wednesday, but then they decided to book their own thing like 10 minutes from the club on Monday.
Seriously?
Yes, that should have been a bonus show thing.
With no notice?
No, they wouldn't give you notice. They wouldn't allow you. They're like, no, you're not doing the shows then.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then so you ran in there and had to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
and then it was packed, which I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a shit show.
Yeah, but were they, I mean, there's nothing against you, but were people like, well, no, we came to see this guy. These guys.
I mean, it was announced like 2 days before.
Right.
It was announced on Tuesday that there was no Tuesday show and Wednesday was now this show.
But if I did buy tickets to go see Bill Burr.
Right. Well, they may have refunded or they may have
I probably would know because I buy all my stuff it online and they would probably make sure they'd send you an email letting you know.
Well, they were a great audience. I don't know if they were there on purpose or didn't know what was happening.
And this is a big name? Do I know this name?
No. This is some tour of people I've never heard of.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, you know, okay, got it.
No.
Got it.
They did this out of ignorance, I think, not of trying to be a dick.
Oh, tour of people you've never heard of?
I'd never heard of the tour or the people involved.
Really?
It's some theme that they do. This.
Did you, when you did your act, did you try to give them some of that theme that you knew that they liked?
No, I don't really tell jokes on that theme. You might. You might have stories about that theme.
Man, I guess, can I know the theme?
That's something that you do that I don't. Shouldn't complicate it. That's an adult thing.
Something I do that
you... That's a fun thing that you partake in that I don't.
Oh, I got you. I understand. Yes. Okay, right. Now I got it. Okay, but you didn't hear about them. They were just some people that...
I only knew about them because whenever I'm doing a weekend, I look to see who's there the days before so I can headline, and they had them in that slot. Which is why I was a little upset that I didn't get to go down early.
Yeah, because even if you're not talking about that, they can still be out there doing it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. And then they enjoy themselves.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about anal sex.
That's right. No. Sorry you're not participating.
I just found out the name of my
little. Okay. Don't make a deal out of that, because I don't know if that's supposed to be said. Why did I say this? We just did the bonus show. We just recorded it, and I have this information, and I didn't say it. Whatever. But congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl. Kechner was there with his brother, who I met, was there all weekend, and they flew 5 a.m. to Miami to go to the game.
I was thinking about this. How old is he?
Kechner?
Yeah.
57.
So
his brother's 60.
Does he even remember the first Chiefs Super Bowl?
No, it was 50 years ago.
But he was 7.
I don't.
You want to know when I became a sports fan? When I was 10.
Okay.
I remember my father being
an Orioles thing.
It was an Orioles thing. In 1979, they played the Pittsburgh Pirates in the World Series, and it was a big deal. I turned 11 in December of that year, so I was 10 years old. And we've talked about that before, baseball. You know, that's my first love.
First love.
But, you know, the Redskins played in the Super Bowl when I was like 4 or 5. I don't remember that. So 7, I don't know that I'd remember that. I sure as hell remember when they played in 81, though.
And it couldn't have meant anything to you, even if you remembered it.
Well, you remember being excited about things, and you know, Phil...
But not at 7. You couldn't...
Yeah.
What could you be excited about that isn't some new toy?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, by the way, my kids, I watch sports my whole life. Nobody
don't care.
Cares. Yeah, they don't care. They do like good music, so I do... Yeah. That's an
assumption
I appreciate.
You're happy you gave them. We got an update from our phone call last week to the Mill Stream. We've called 2 weeks in a row.
We called for Maureen, who's Chris Retivo said was the manager, but there's obviously not just one manager.
Well, it's a very prestigious establishment. You don't just have one person.
So we talked to the other manager, Mickey. We talked to her last Monday.
Yeah, so Mickey reached out to us on our Facebook message. Hi, Rob and Joe. Are you coming in on Monday? Meaning tonight. I said, hey, Mickey, not sure about this Monday, but we need to make it happen. You're the best. She goes, you guys are the best. The best, all capitalized, 2 exclamation points.
So
we have a fan and Mickey.
Should we go there and pitch doing a live podcast from there?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, do we go there with Restivo and just to make sure he's back in?
I think that's a bad idea to go back in with Restivo.
I think... That's Robbie, like, produce this.
That's
produce
like going back into Shea with Bill Buckner. Let him go. let him go by himself.
What was the over under on Bill Buckner references by Joe?
That's a line from Goodwill Hunting. That's not mine.
Well, we're just going to go to Millstream, just the two of us.
Well,
Katie,
no,
Tawanda.
No. Well, yeah, I'd rather go with them than with Chris, right?
No,
listen, because Chris could be a pariah. You don't know if you're walking in there. Mickey's got to be there because If she's not there and it's the other girl, she'd be like, what's he doing here? You know what I mean? I don't want to be part of that because you know what he's going to say?
Right.
If they say, what's he doing there? You know what he's going to say?
I'm with them.
He said, they said I could come in. Right.
So you're that saying that he's the persona non grata there. And if we're...
Well, I don't know. You know, let me ask you a question.
They can't like him that much.
He doesn't spend any money there, right?
That's what they care about. That's
they
all
care
they
how much
care
money,
about.
Right. That's
right.
In Vegas, every strip club. Yes. How much money are you going to spend here? So, but... My concern is that if we go in there with Chris and Mickey is there,
right. He
can't get in otherwise. Like, we might have to go in there, you know? The other thing I'm concerned with, you know, you think it was important to her to make sure all the managers knew Chris could come? It probably wasn't.
Look, it was important to her to hear the show, reach out and look for us on Facebook, find us, message us. She loves us.
Okay, so we're in good.
So I think we could show up with friggin' Harvey Weinstein. She'll be happy.
Well, I will say this. When you went to the Mill Stream with Chris Restivo, and he introduced you to the girls.
Yes.
He would introduce you as Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show.
Yes, he was very, very, that was a big deal.
So they might not know that it's not a big deal. And now,
Right. Some
of those have probably listened, although I wonder if people listen, because, you know, we said the range of the attractiveness of the girl there last week. I think it was like 6 through 9, something like that. Well, some girls are going to think, well, if I'm the...
They're not listening.
You don't think they...
No.
Well, no. They might listen if Mickey's like, hey, I'm on the show.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What if we have, from now on, the Rob and Joe Show is brought to you by the Mill Stream Inn?
No problem.
That's our title sponsor, Robbie. You make that happen?
Matt Colby said strippers love download cards. All right, we'll take care of it.
Well done. So
if you're going to go in there, you got to go in with Chris. I mean, otherwise, don't bother.
And to our point before, I don't think it matters if we're there with Chris because, again, if we tip, they're going to like us, and if we don't, they're going to hate us.
That's true.
So
you're right.
No matter how much they hate Chris, we throw a 20 spot on the floor.
But
we're
here's
ballers.
The thing. I would want to go with Katie.
Yeah.
But Katie's not going to want to go with Chris.
Ideally, I would like Katie and Chris to go, just the two of
them. I can tell you right now. She wouldn't even let me give him 20 bucks last week. Yeah.
All right. Who would be the best people to go with? You, me, Chris, and?
Somebody we already went with, Tommy, Eric, or Justin, something like that. Or you're talking about somebody famous.
Well, I mean, in our circle of people that we talk about or are friends with.
Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Because here's the thing. I want to go and do some of the things that they do where, you know, Chris, like, hey, yeah, bang that stripper over there.
Yes.
You know, of course, Eric walks right up to her and goes, hey, you know, this guy's saying he banged you. So I'm too uncomfortable to, hey, let me tell you this.
Yes.
God, I wish this mic was working. I really want Katie in here for this.
Hey.
Hey, Katie, come in here. So Katie and I, we go to this place called, hey, will you just share a mic with Rob for this?
Oh.
Yeah.
We're doing a duet, like a concert.
So,
I'm on guitar, and then I sing, and you lean in and sing. It's going to be awesome. You getting a tan? What's happening?
She got sprayed in. Let Oscar in. Oh, don't keep him out. He's going to. All right. We're sitting at a bar eating, okay? went to go to a restaurant that we didn't know was closed on Sundays.
All right.
And we ended up eating at this bar, which is in the hotel next to it. There's a guy. Okay, get him out of here. Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize he was going to be such a freak.
You didn't realize he was going to act like he acts.
He doesn't get that excited. He usually just lays down.
It's a big deal. He loves the Robin Joe.
I didn't realize what a freak. He's like Mickey from the Mill Street.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy sitting next to me, he's the fucking worst, okay? I mean, I swear, Scott Apple sounded like fucking Tony Robbins compared to this guy. He was the biggest fucking nerd, and he was, I mean, it was so frustrating. Anyway, he's talking to, one thing he said, he goes, you know what a woman's most attractive quality is?
Wait, can we guess?
Well, Katie was there.
Okay, so you're saying this is an annoying thing?
Yes.
Okay.
He's talking to some girl. Right. By the way, they know each other professionally on some level. She had her to-go thing. She did not want to eat with this guy.
But he's trying to impress her.
He's doing anything he can to keep her sitting there at the bar with him.
Is this a one-word answer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to say confidence.
Attribute, I believe he said. Because he made something that alluded to it being a body part, which it wasn't.
So it's a
which it wasn't.
Okay, so it's not a physical
body
part.
But he alluded to it. Feature. That's what he said. Feature. Woman's best feature.
Okay.
So
it's Robbie, you want to guess?
It wasn't confidence, no.
Personality.
That's too easy.
It's too general. Hey, be more specific.
Her honesty?
Because a woman's most attractive quality is her sense of humor. That's really what I'm attracted to. I'm like, what? No, you're not.
What a gay line.
Okay, so first of all, women are a lot more attracted to sense of humor than guys are. Guys don't give a fuck if a girl's funny. It's nice that Katie's funny.
Yes.
But if she wasn't, it wouldn't have changed our... I mean...
Wow. One of your best qualities he doesn't care about, Katie?
Oscar's scratching at the door.
When he was at the bar, I literally said before you said, this guy reminds me of Scott Apple.
Yeah, he was just like Scott Apple. But anyway, this is going on next to me. Me listening to him, whatever, bloviate with this girl. Okay.
Bloviate, it's a nice word.
Anyway, so he goes, hold on, is Oscar crying? Yeah. Oscar, stop.
We're off the rails.
I know, sorry. So... He goes, yeah, my family, I don't remember what got him there, but he goes, a lot of people in my family, they live a long time. As a matter of fact, my grandmother, she lived to be 120. Okay, that's what he said. He said her name.
He said she was the oldest woman in the United States at one point.
Hey, he said her name. He said her last name. Okay.
She have a good sense of humor.
So, maybe for 50 or 60 years, but not her whole life. Anyway, so... We then look up the oldest woman ever lived in the United States, and she was 114 years old, okay? So this guy clearly is next to us lying, and we have the information.
It's a weird lie, though. It doesn't,
okay?
You know, what's
and
the point
I'm literally,
lie?
I'm saying the name of the woman who's 114, her name was like Heather something or another. I'm saying her name. Katie wants to fucking kill me, okay? She wants to kill me. Now.
You're saying it loud enough so to let him know.
I want to let this guy know, hey. Just so you'll know, you're 6 years off and it's a different name. I almost said it. She was getting, would you have gotten mad?
No, I'm not going to get mad. Oh, if I'm Katie?
Yes. I mean,
yes.
You are?
I'm getting mad right now.
You'd be mad. Wouldn't you rather me say something to that guy?
Do you know how uncomfortable it is?
It seems awkward.
When this guy is as close as you and Rob are right now.
Okay.
And you're clearly overhearing their conversation and now you're fact checking this guy.
Okay.
And then not only... Can it just be between you and I? But now you have to say something audibly for him to hear and then get uncomfortable. I mean, I wanted to just crawl in a hole.
Didn't you factor in at all that he was a horrible person?
No, nobody cares about that. What I care about is him saying more shit that I can enjoy. But if you let him know you're listening,
well, we had
that
to
could
leave.
Change.
We were going to the movies.
Okay. I mean, a horrible person is a strong.
No, he was horrible. I'm telling you.
I mean, that's pretty.
He was awful.
Okay. So a rapist, they're
the same
guy?
Listen, let me tell you something. No.
Because he says 120
instead
of 114.
I will say this. If there's a rapist, but he's kind of cool to me or whatever, you know what I mean? This guy was horrible. I'm telling you, you couldn't have sat there 30 minutes with this guy.
Listen, going out to eat with Joe is a very stressful thing. He's either going to pull his phone out and show pictures of Oscar to some random person or...
That's not so horrible.
We went out to eat. Did you already tell this story? We went out to eat with our friend Erica.
No, I haven't told that yet.
But we went out to eat with our friend Erica. And even then, we're at the Amish market. So I'm kind of like, I'm a little bit nervous that Joe's going to say something to embarrass us.
Well, hold on. So these guys, By the way, they know everything there is to know that people are laughing about. Them not having, they aren't allowed to have buttons. Everything's got to have hooks. They can't use electricity. How they do, they took a horse here. They've lived there. Everybody in there is, yes, is shitting on them.
But you're starting to sound like how people describe Gramps.
No, she says that all the time. So there's probably some truth in it. But there was,
without the charm.
There was no charm. Hey, there was a guy there. He's the host there. This guy was a 9. Do you agree?
Yeah, he was like a 9.5.
I swear, he was way up there.
He was what you call hot AF.
Yeah, he was a hot Amish guy, right? So
hot Amish fuck.
Right. So, of course, Erica's with us, and Erica's attractive, and she's single. And I'm like, ask him when his Rammspringa is. Do you know what that is? Rammspringa?
I don't, but I know she doesn't know.
They get to leave the compound or whatever to go what the real world's like, right? Now, by the way, we're saying Rammspringa as loud as I'm saying. They fucking know what Rammspringa is. They know what it is.
And Erica's cracking up. Right?
Well, yeah, but now they know we're shitting on them.
Erica also is convinced that they're vibing like super hard, like I banging each other. But she's wearing like a Miller Lite t-shirt and a Bud Light hat. I'm pretty sure that Amish can't drink, right? So this guy's...
Drink? They're not even allowed to use buttons.
I know, but I mean, I'm thinking that he probably is looking at her like she's some evil person. And she thinks that they're like vibing.
Hey. If there is a hell, if he has sex with Erica, he's going there. That's for fucking fact.
Look, if you're going out to see what the real world is like, Erica is not. That's like, I've never been to America. I've never been. I'm an alien. I just go to Vegas and think this is like this everywhere. It's like, no, this is a little. This is the outlier. Not everybody is Erica.
All right. We should probably talk Super Bowl.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we won't mention David Koechner. Bye.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery. A wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Two shows, February 14th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
I want to thank Rob and Joe. They're wonderful people. We're going to do things bigly. The Rob and Joe Show.
Was that Donald Trump?
We finally got Donald Trump to do a spot.
Big deal. So I hope that the ratings are really good for this. And I'm a little mad at you Ravens fans.
Why?
For acting like every year, all we hear about the Super Bowl is, before the season, hey, if my team can't be in it, as long as it's not the fucking New England Patriots.
Right.
So if these ratings are down, because last year it was the Patriots versus the Rams, and the Rams don't have any fan base, okay? They're not some storied team. They've only been there 3 years. They've been gone forever. So they don't have this huge diehard fan base. So if the ratings were worse, I'm going to blame all these people. I'm going to say, you know what? I guess you do like the Patriots. You shit on Tom Brady? Well, it looks like you missed the guy.
Well, you wouldn't like a movie where there's no villain, right? That's the difference between... You like conflict, right? So there is something to be said about them making it. But look, I watched a little bit of the Super Bowl. Matter of fact,
that seems worse to me.
We'll get there.
No, if it's the end, that's one thing. If you only watch the end, that's different.
No. So I actually went to the movies. Plenty of seats. Everything was good, right?
God, what a dork.
I saw The Gentleman, which is really good. Or mm-hmm. Gentleman. It's the Guy Ritchie movie. Yeah. So I liked it a lot. Anyway, we go there. When I get out, it's I think it was 7-3
Chiefs?
No. Uh, didn't Didn't the first touchdown was scored? Oh, am I wrong about that?
It was 3-0, then 49ers, then 7-3.
That was it. It was 7-3 Chiefs when I got out, okay? So we go home. I watch till halftime. It's a really close game, right? Yeah. Matter of fact, they called that pass interference on Kittle. They could have been up at halftime. Whatever. It was 10-10. It was tied at halftime. I'm like, huh, halftime show. Watch the halftime show, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Then I watch it all the way up until the fourth quarter, okay? The 49ers are up by 2 scores, and they had just picked off the ball.
So you think it's over?
Hey, when you look at, you know, the ESPN does, like, the math, it was 96%.
Oh, I thought it was over, too, yeah.
So I'm like, all right. Katie's like, hey, can the Chiefs come back from this? I go, they can, but it's unlikely at this point, you know? And she goes, all right, can we watch something else? I go, yeah. I've had to find out that the Chiefs won until this morning.
Are you shitting me?
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know until this morning?
I didn't know. I didn't
You didn't
know.
Go on your phone at all? Because usually you're on Twitter.
No, I went on my phone. No. I watched Blue Planet, and, you know, then I went to sleep.
How did you find out in the morning?
So I wake up around 5 o'clock in the morning, go to the bathroom, and, you know, I go in there and turn on ESPN, and I find out, I go, holy shit. Hey, it's not just that they won by 11.
Well, it was a touchdown at the end. It was not. They were running out the clock.
Right. But either way, yeah. So, I saw that, and I was like, hell yeah, that's kind of cool, right? And I was happy for you guys, you know, Kechner and his brother. I know that's a big deal, so I was happy for them.
No, I was happy because I knew they were at the game, and I knew, you know, I knew how happy his brother was. It was his 60th birthday. He surprised him with this.
I also don't like teams winning their, like, 6th and 7th. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, and I like Andy Reid. So, I mean, I was definitely rooting for the Chiefs.
But, I watched the halftime show. We've been talking about that. Do you give a shit that they were lip-syncing? Do you care about that?
No, because I don't – they're not acts that you go for the singing. Like, if Adele was lip-syncing, it would bother me.
But here's the thing. The other thing is that
– Or Adam Lambert or
something. If you really want to see these hot chicks, you want to see them dance, right?
I thought they delivered on what they did, and it was very Miami. That's where the Super Bowl was.
Although we talked about this, this wasn't on the air. This was off the air where Robbie said he had two Shakira songs.
Yeah, he owns two Shakira songs.
What are they, Robbie? What are the two Shakira songs you love?
Whenever, Wherever, and Underneath Your Clothes.
Two Shakira songs. I own zero Shakira songs. Will you go out and buy some songs now?
Listen, I'm telling you, if she was walking down the mall, I wouldn't recognize her. Oh, I mean, I would look at her, right? But I wouldn't recognize her.
I thought it was a fine Super Bowl. I thought it was a huge production value. I didn't know these other two guys that came out. I weren't familiar with their work.
Bunny, hey, let me ask you a question about
Bunny something. I don't know.
The guy who looked like Ali G.
Yeah, and there was another guy. I didn't know them.
So, am I the only one? I'm fucking sick and tired of the national anthem. I don't care how well you can sing it. I'm tired of fucking hearing it.
No.
What if you're the best person that ever sang Happy Birthday? Who gives a fuck?
No,
right?
I think the national anthem is a little better song than Happy Birthday.
It's not much.
Okay.
Right? I'm a lot. Hey.
I mean, you're just a curmudgeon.
Can
man.
I say this?
You don't like.
Well, no, but I like Happy Birthday. Okay. And I'll tell you something else.
We're not going to sing it at your birthday because apparently
of the time,
it's a shitty song.
When people are singing Happy Birthday, I usually have a good time when I hear that song.
All right.
When I hear the national
anthem. You
don't just
play it.
When I hear the national anthem, half the time something bad happens.
Really?
Yeah, my team loses about half the time, probably more because
well, they haven't lost yet. That's the beginning of the game.
No,
when have you heard the national anthem when something bad happened? When you were rooting for the other country in the Olympics?
What do you mean that? Whitney Houston sang it after 9/11. You're always thinking about something bad that happened.
Really? Okay.
Matter of fact,
Michael Phelps wins the 12th gold medal. You hear it, you're like, fuck, I wished Ryan Lochte won.
Hey, Marvin Gaye at the 1983
awesome.
All-Star game, he was murdered the next year.
What? Okay.
When I think about it, when I hear his rendition, you know what
you
I think
of
about?
Him being murdered?
I think about when he was murdered
yeah.
a few months later.
Okay. Well, that's on you.
Look, it's not really a great song anyway.
I
like what it stands for, but hey, you know what? You ever see the movie Lean on Me?
I have. That's a better song. You want Lean on Me to be our new anthem?
No, I'm talking
America
about
America the Beautiful is the better
Let
song.
Let me tell you what happened. So they were, there was a school song, Fairy Side. Robbie, you remember this?
Yes.
And Sam's, who was one of the troublemakers in the school,
him
and his cousins, they redid the song. It was soulful. It sounded like Boys to Men.
Yes.
Okay? And Mr. Clark, who can be mean, played by Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
He heard the new rendition. Robbie, they changed it. They changed the song to that version.
Right. He made the decision. You're saying that we need...
I'm saying just have the Marvin Gaye version.
It's great.
With whoever the best... singer at the time is, okay? I don't need to hear fucking Francis Scott Key's version, okay? Okay.
Well, there is...
And that was in the 1970s.
You're allowed to do whatever version you want.
I'm sorry, 1770s. Yeah, sorry, Jesus. 1770s. Sorry, not the 1970s.
What's your favorite Francis Scott Key disco
Stay it alive.
Song? But you can do whatever rendition you want. There's no changing it. It's a song.
Well...
You can just...
But you see most of the times when you get your Ariana Grandes, who sang it this time?
What, Demi Lovato.
Right, same person, yeah. Right? All they're trying to do is say, all right, let me show you, because there is an opportunity to show your range.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. I don't necessarily want to hear. Look, I'm sure Pavarotti's good, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure he's excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
Top notch.
You're driving cross country. How long are you going to listen to fucking Pavarotti?
Hmm. How many people do you think have ever listened to the national anthem just on their own? They're just driving and they just play.
I swear, I used to have a Marvin Gaye CD.
Yeah.
And on it.
It was a greatest hits thing or something?
It was. Yeah. On it was his 1983 version of the.
It was worth listening to.
Okay, let me tell you another story. My father's going to not remember, so he's probably going to act like it didn't happen. I was dating a girl at the time. Her name was Diana Duffy.
Good name.
That was my girlfriend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she heard the Whitney Houston national anthem, right?
Yep.
And maybe it wasn't Whitney Houston, but whatever, heard it. And she goes, actually, I think this story might actually be my ex-wife. Doesn't matter. Sorry. I'm trying to get the years right.
Wait, this is Katie.
Anyway, no, it's definitely not Katie. They go, listen to this. It's the greatest version of the national anthem ever, and they play Whitney Houston. No,
right.
She just sang it great. It's not. I don't want to hear the same dumb ass song. I go, no, guys, no. Mm-hmm. This is Marvin Gaye at the 1983 All-Star Game. I play it. Man, that sucks. They hated it. They said it was shit. They said it was shit.
Why would Gramps say you made that? Did Gramps dislike it?
Gramps said it was shit.
Okay. He said it was shit.
Yes, he said it was shit.
All right. So I thought the halftime show, it delivered on what it was supposed to be. But, you know, Roc Nation, this is their first year of handling it. Jay-Z's company.
They handle the halftime show?
That's part of the deal now. They're going to do it going forward.
I wonder if, because I know they don't get paid. I wonder if Jay-Z pays the acts because there's a lot of value in having it, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of value. There's a lot of work going into it. But I don't, these two, I mean, I don't think, maybe they do have new albums out that I don't know about. But you always are going to get people downloading your stuff. Most people pay on like Robbie. But clearly it's worth it too, just for the exposure. But for going forward, see, last year I had predicted, coming off the heels of the Queen movie being so successful, that Adam Lambert and Queen would get the halftime show, which I thought was a good guess. Clearly wrong.
Right.
But I guess they were going for a Miami thing, so more of a Latin feel.
Hey, when I heard that that's what it was going to be, I'm like, people are going to like that.
Yeah.
They'll like that. I mean, they're old enough to have a whole catalog of work. Everybody's going to know, that aren't me or Gramps, they're going to know the songs.
And there was some backlash last year when it was in Atlanta when it was Maroon 5. So next year's in Tampa, which to me doesn't have any sort of musical feel to it.
Yeah, I can't think of the Tampa Blues.
Right. So that's a neutral in terms of, but going back, they've had Lady Gaga, they had Maroon 5, they had Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
When's the last black male lead? I think they've had Beyonce.
Did Bruno Mars wasn't it one time?
Bruno Mars has done it. Yes, I don't even know what he is, but yes.
Oh yeah, I guess he's Hispanic,
Hawaiian. I don't know.
What are Red Hot Chili Peppers?
They're definitely white. They're hot. They're red hot.
You mean what? What music?
No, what race?
They're white, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Aren't all of them white?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm asking.
Well, they're not black men. I know that.
Please, not.
Listen. I have a suggestion, and I don't think this will happen because of the controversy. It's not a black guy. It's a white guy. Or it could be in combination. What about, because I feel like this guy is on the verge of a resurgence, Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Eminem and Dr. Dre, combination.
Snoop?
No, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't think anybody.
No, but I'm saying if they did that.
Well, yeah, he could obviously.
He would be there.
Sure,
because,
yes.
No, well, if they did The Chronic.
Yeah.
But that would be a West Coast thing next time they're on.
True. I still stand by the Adam Lambert and Queen.
You know who's from Florida?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But Suge
Knight.
Dead. Yeah, it's not going to be Suge. It's not going to be Suge.
Just saying, he is. He's from Florida.
What about this? Because they're on a comeback tour. tickets just announced for the National Stadium, Guns N' Roses.
I don't think people would like that. Hmm. I don't.
I mean, those are pretty universally loved songs. Sweet Child of Mine.
Have the Foo Fighters done the Super Bowl?
They'd be a great joy. They're a great arena rock band, but they usually tend, if you're going to be a rock band, you have to be old and like.
Has Taylor Swift ever done that?
See, Taylor Swift is the obvious one that hasn't done it.
Right.
And then I think Kelly Clarkson's one.
Yeah, they missed the boat. You can't do Kelly Clarkson now. She's too fat.
Jesus, Joe. Who cares about that?
I don't think anybody cares about
that.
Oh, really? Then how come every election since television, the taller person has won the presidency? Okay. People only care about that. Why do you think Donald Trump is a president? That's all they care about now.
Okay, in her current weight, she's now on two TV shows.
Right. No, I get that.
Host of her own show and on The Voice. Okay, clearly that's not a thing.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. Okay. Oh, really? Then why do they have pole dancers this year up there? That's a thing. They care.
Of course people care. But her act has never been about being a sex star.
Okay, no, that's a good point. Sex symbol. I know what you're saying. Yeah, I got you. Okay. I'm telling you, like, that's why Kirstie Alley doesn't have another TV show.
She gained 100 pounds. Right, but that changed who she was as the role she could play.
Okay, you're right. Has a fat woman ever done the Super Bowl halftime show? I say they have not.
I don't know. Has Aretha Franklin ever done it? I don't know.
Yeah, she probably has. Yeah.
I mean, Adele's lost weight, but she's a British woman.
But she hasn't done it.
She does sings ballads.
Has she really done it?
No, but she doesn't really do a lot of up-tempo songs.
Robbie, has a fat woman ever done? Actually, I think that.
Missy Elliott's not.
You're right. Missy Elliott.
Well, how about Lizzo? Why don't we just have Lizzo?
Hey, Lizzo.
You know, that's what it's going to be next year.
Lizzo would be a good fit for halftime.
Queen Latifah did it.
Yeah, but she's not that fat.
You know what it's going to be next year? It's going to be Lizzo, and it won't be just Lizzo. There'll be somebody else.
But they might have missed the boat on Lizzo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we won't be talking about her next year.
You might not be talking about her. People are like, what the fuck is she doing here? She's a has-been. You think she's going to follow this album up?
Maybe it'll be Melissa Manchester.
I'll bet you it's not.
Well, the two women that did it this year aren't musically relevant anymore.
No, but they have a catalog of work.
Shakira, I don't know. I mean, she's a world. She's. I don't know what she does outside of America. I'm sure she's still touring and crushing it.
Obviously. She's good. I don't know why she stuck her tongue out like that, but I liked it.
Somebody gave a reason and I forgot about it.
All right.
Some heritage thing.
I thought it would represent her eating a vagina.
Did you think that the kids in the cages was a political statement?
I heard that too, but I don't.
I didn't even see it.
I never looked for political statements.
Well, that was my first impression when I saw it.
Right.
There was children in cages?
Yeah. They had like kids in cages on the field.
Yeah.
On the field?
Yeah, during the halftime show.
What?
They were actually trying to get over the wall, and they brought them from the border.
Man, like, that seems
somebody
like...
feed those kids.
I mean, it was a Hispanic act. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Why else would you have kids? Of course it is, right?
And then they had them draped in a flag that was half Puerto Rican, half U.S. flag.
Well, what do you think what's going to happen next year? Because next year the election will be over. So if Trump wins.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be a white man if Trump wins.
Listen, if Trump wins, I'm going to have to get off social media. I can't read JL. I can't. I'm telling you. Listen, if he wins, I don't even want to. I'm going to have to block him. And I'm sorry, bud.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to deal with it.
You know, you could just make lists on Twitter where you can just go to just people that talk of certain things and follow them.
No, but can I eliminate things?
You can't. No.
Yeah, Joe. As I said on the bonus show, just eliminate it from your life, Joe. You'll be so much happier.
That's true.
Don't watch it. Don't engage.
Hey, no. I feel like we've been producing JL's podcast because we probably went too far acting like he was some social justice woke person. And then he did a whole episode just shitting on people that are who we're describing. And it's been excellent work, Joe.
It's
the righteous prick. Check it out.
Oh, really? We have helped out?
I mean, he didn't say that. That's just trying to make it about
this
us.
This is not me saying JL is wrong. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying he's incorrigible. Is that the right word?
Well, it's...
It's just enough.
But maybe he'll just get him... He'll tire. He'll punch himself out.
But
he'll get tired.
First of all, you're just a guy. You're not going to make a difference. So just stop. Because I'm stressing out so much.
I think he might just get off social media if it happens.
Really?
I think he might tap out.
Can he just be like, you know what?
Have a farewell, a bunch of tweets, and then just say, I'm out.
You ever really, really try to achieve something, and then
rarely.
The exact opposite happens, and you're like, you know what? let me just lighten up. You know what I mean? Let me just, I'm taking this shit too seriously. Let me just relax.
Well,
you know I mean, maybe things aren't this bad.
Getting off social media is probably
a good idea. Well, we can't have things to promote unless I'm going to
No, I can't.
Yeah, we can't get off social media.
You know how, I think I mentioned last week, I posted something about Kobe and that guy said, you know, were you mourning? Were you cheering when he raped that girl?
Yeah, right.
So then I post something else. It was just a video. This guy's like probably 100 million views now. It's ESPN anchor telling her story. Pretty emotional. And everyone was crying about it. Scott Reardon sharing it. Eric Woodworth sobbing, sharing it. It was a possible. I mean, maybe you would shit on it because you're, you're just horrible. Dead inside.
Yes.
But if you're a normal person. So I share that. And then he makes another comment about, you know, were you crying when he raped that girl?
Oh, my God.
And I started to get so angry. My head was hurting and my heart. I'm like, this is bad.
Seriously?
I swear, he got to me so much. And I said, and I just, last time I just deleted it. This time I deleted it and I blocked
And just
him.
Think, all that guy is just upsetting you.
I know.
JL thinks the country's being ruined. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he thinks he's trying to save humanity.
No, I give him credit for trying.
Well, no.
For believing in something.
No, it's not. No, don't give him too much credit for trying. He's not trying that hard.
Oh, he's not doing a good job, but I mean,
whatever. I'm telling you, he's doing a lot more harm to himself than he's doing good to the world. Nobody's changing their mind. That just infuriates people. It's just, you're just screaming into the void.
Will they wait until after the election to decide on the halftime show? Will they?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, it's funny. The last time, you know, I don't vote. I talk about that on here. I know, whatever. I don't. I'm not voting for any of these criminals, either one. I'm not.
Right.
Okay, so that used to be important to me, and then I got, you know, I'm not naive anymore, all right? Who gives a shit?
Right.
Which one of these crooks are the president? Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, but there were some times where people were so annoying that I started rooting for one person or the other
based on
them. Yeah. Okay. It really had nothing to do other than for me to say, I want you to experience extreme displeasure. Okay?
Yes.
But now I'm going to be rooting for whoever is running against Trump because I don't want to have to read what JL has to say. I don't want to have to endure that. So I'm just going to be like, how do I? It's just a rooting interest.
Right.
It doesn't.
You're not going to campaign for this
person. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to do nothing. Is that horrible? People get mad when you don't vote, but I'm not voting because I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I've voted a million times.
Right.
And by the way, I will vote.
Just not for the president?
I'm not voting for the president. I'm not.
You're literally going to go there and vote for everything else?
I don't vote for everything else. If I don't know anything, I don't pull levers. I'll try to read the, you know, whatever they're trying to get passed.
You won't write in a vote for the president?
No, I won't write in a vote.
Don't you know how to do that?
But yeah, there's are things I care about, right? When they try to, you know, the medicinal marijuana, I'll vote for that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I'll vote for that. Anything that they can do to make this place safer.
Right.
You know, we live near the city of Baltimore. It's the most dangerous place, you know, outside of Fallujah or whatever. It's, you know, but yeah, I mean, I'll vote for that. The referendums. But I'm not voting for whoever the sheriff is. I don't know. Do you? You know who your sheriff is?
No, I would love for you and JL to debate a referendum. That would be quality.
God, you know what? I wouldn't. You know why? I'm like, I'm not reading this.
You should have gone on. He did a good job of shitting on Fleabag, which is entertaining. That's what you should go on.
I did listen to that. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Yes. And it bothered me because he didn't say he liked it. He said, you're an idiot if you think it's good, right?
Didn't we already have this conversation?
Yes, we did.
We'll
That's
stop.
The thing. That's
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Wrap this up. Rob and Joe Show.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions, Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, April 11th at the Bright Box Theater, Winchester. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Tawanda's birthday was Sunday, the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
hey, did you go to Maryland Live?
No. You know what happened was we were driving back from VA Beach, and then her niece's birthday is the 3rd. On the way back is Woodbridge, where her parents left. So we stopped there. They had a little party, and then by the time we got back, we're just tired, and it just seemed like a...
Do you know why I asked? Because you know where
you were
I...
in my neighborhood. You didn't come by and see me, Rob.
Yeah, that's correct. Why do you ask?
I was in that mall.
But, and oh, Arundel Mills.
Yeah, because yes. I was watching a movie.
Yes,
I can. Matter of fact, I go, hey, you want to go over and see if Rob's?
I would have texted you guys if we end up going.
And then we're like, man, we got to let the dog out. So,
well, Gramps goes to her Facebook page and says, happy birthday to my number one girlfriend.
Really?
So, first of all, that implies he has multiple girlfriends, which we know. But he's giving her the number one claim.
I wouldn't let Walker Hayes read that.
Yeah,
going to be jealous.
Is Gramps, is he on chat? Can he?
Yes.
Because I feel like he probably would say that to any of his harem on their birthday.
Well, that you got to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
See if he says it or not. Did she reply back?
She just a heart. Yes.
That's usually what I do.
Exactly.
Like, by the way, anytime somebody says something with my name in it or replies to something, I like it.
Boom.
I don't usually say anything.
You don't ever heart it?
What's the difference?
One is just a like. One is the actual.
No,
love.
I'm talking about on Twitter. You hit the heart.
I'm talking about Facebook.
Oh, I don't use Facebook.
Yeah, you'd never heard of it. Okay.
Hey, can I tell you something that I did?
You can. Is Gramps answering any of these questions?
Gramps replied, "I'm willing to lie."
I was
good move, Gramps.
On stage. We talked about this about 2 years ago, and I went to introduce the cast, and I forgot Sean Gabbert's name.
Yeah,
that happened.
Yep.
I don't know. You tell me if this is worse.
All right.
Okay. I'm driving, and Katie's car has a, we were in Deep Creek, and there was a lot of snow and everything there. The car was filthy, right?
This month ago or whatever, right?
Yep. Yeah. And I'm out getting coffee or whatever. I go, you know what? When I go back, I'm just going to run her car through the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's right by her house. Put the money, the code in, drive in there. As I'm leaving, when they're drying it, I realize I'm in my own car. I just washed my own car.
It did used to be her car, right?
Her car was sitting back. Yeah, but in my head, I saw her dirty car, and somehow, next thing you know, I'm in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell that I was thinking, and I just washed that car. And then I go, this is not going to turn you on at all, but...
We have a big announcement involving you, Joe. You're going to be on the first ever Quality Time podcast live event.
Yeah, me and Justin. I don't know what they're going to have me doing. I know I'm doing live corrections, I believe.
March 28th.
And we have to, if I'm not, God, man, he signed me up for a lot. He said, will you do this? I said, yeah. He didn't say when it was. I have to watch a movie with everybody beforehand.
It's Saturday afternoon, March 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. in Ellicott City at a place called Unusual Company. You will be reviewing, breaking down live, the 1972 classic Night of the Lepus?
Yeah.
The hell's that?
I thought you just said breaking down. I'm like, oh, maybe I have the wrong movie. I was thinking Falling Down by Michael Douglas, which I love, Michael Douglas that I love. But this movie, I don't want to see a movie that no one's ever heard of.
That's what they chose.
Okay, call Eric real quick, Robbie.
Oh, boy. Night of the Lepus. Anybody on chat familiar with this? Classic.
No, they're not caught up yet. Here we go.
I've typed in Night of the. It still hasn't come up on IMDb. So,
well, there's gonna be Living Dead. Will be
there
before
it is.
That.
Hello,
Eric.
What's up, dude? You're on the air. Hey.
Oh, Rob and Joe show. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's Night of the? Is it Lepus or Lepus?
I just looked it up.
Can I just say what the tagline is or what it's about?
Yeah, do the tagline if you have that.
Well, here's just what it's about. Giant mutant rabbits terrorize the Southwest.
God.
That does sound good.
Here's the thing that sucks about this. First of all, Eric, when you say, hey, will you do the live Quality Time show and you didn't tell me I have to watch a whole movie and you didn't tell me what it was. The next thing you know, I'm on the flyer. That's fine, but clearly I didn't have enough information, right? But can you fucking pick a better movie than Night of the Lepus?
This looks like a winner
to
me.
Are you saying that's a bad pick?
I think it's a great pick.
Whose idea was this?
What's its out of 10 score on IMDb?
Hey, I'm guessing.
Justin is 100% on board with Night of the Leptus.
Yes.
Well, okay.
He's psyched for it.
Yeah. Does he know about this movie?
Oh, yeah. He said it's one of his favorites.
You know who's in it?
Yeah, nobody's.
No, DeForest Kelly.
Oh, yes. I love his
work. You don't know who that is?
No, who is it?
Come on. He's from Star Trek. That's Scotty, right?
Bones.
Yes, the doctor. Yes.
Right? It's Scotty. It's Bones. It is Bones. Yeah, no, I didn't. You didn't know who that was. I mean, you saw his picture, but you wouldn't know if I gave you that name.
The name I would have yes. Nah. Janet Leigh's in it. Stuart Whitman.
Who's Stuart Whitman?
Roy Calhoun.
Who's Stuart Whitman?
One of the greatest actors of all times.
Whose idea was this, Eric?
This is the brainchild of Eric Woodworth himself. I take full responsibility for it.
Credit.
I think it's going to be great. In fact, I'm going to double down and say it's going to be the best live show we've ever done.
How come
Google users give it 80%, Rotten Tomatoes gives it 8%.
8%. God, I knew it was going to suck.
Here's the parent's guide. Sex and nudity, none. Violence and gore, moderate. Ooh. Profanity, mild. This doesn't sound like a Joe movie.
God, jeez.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking, none.
Jeez.
Frightening, intense scenes, moderate. Rabbit rape, tons.
God.
I added that part.
Yeah. How do you find this movie?
Spoilers.
How do you find it?
Yeah, sorry.
I had a VHS copy as a child that no longer exists, so I have ordered it. A DVD of it, and I'll let you know, Joe. My plan is that you don't have to watch the movie even before you show up. We're gonna air clips on a giant TV and talk about them live. So, I didn't ask you to do any type of research beforehand.
I'm on with you guys. I'm not gonna sit in the audience and listen to you talk. That's not happening.
Yeah, you'll be up there. You're gonna give us our corrections,
right?
Which is probably basically what you're doing right now, which is just shitting on even the idea of this.
Right, it's a bad idea.
You know, and then we'll go and we'll watch some of the movie. There'll be some special, I didn't want to give away all the cats out of bag, but there's going to be some special new music that's debuted at the show.
Nice.
So it's going to be a pretty special
now,
day.
Now, Eric, are you saying you prefer that Joe doesn't watch it beforehand?
God, I'm not watching it twice. I can tell you that.
I'm okay if he does, but I kind of like if he comes in and just sees this bullshit as it's unfolding.
Right.
I like that too.
Yeah, just do that, Joe.
Yeah. Well, definitely
do your natural.
I thought it's probably hard to find.
Well, I mean, no, it's true. How is it?
How
on
do
Netflix?
I consume
is it?
It
on
yeah.
Amazon?
I don't know. Like I said, I ordered it off Amazon for like $10.
He has a VHS.
I'm getting a hard copy, so I own it forever.
Yes, I've definitely heard of this movie. I've seen clips of it, and it's usually in the context of making fun of it. It's like, you know, the special effects are, I think they're real rabbits that they've...
Oh, yeah, they're real giant, like real rabbits in a little miniature town
right.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful piece of
What film. Do you think the guy-to-girl ratio will be in the audience?
You know, it's probably more dudes. I'd say it's going to be dude-heavy.
What does it seat?
I'm there then.
What does this place seat?
1,000.
They have like 50 to 75 chairs up there, but it looks like the room up there is actually pretty big. It looks like we could hold maybe like 125 people.
What do you think is a reasonable goal?
Breaking the room up there.
What's a reasonable goal of ticket sales for this?
Honestly, I don't know. We're in new territory, but you know, I got to be honest with you. They're going to come to see Justin, hopefully. I mean, and then they'll show up, and then we'll do a show. I think we're going to get over 50 people.
I will buy a ticket. Have you personally invited Chris Restivo?
Not yet, but I mean, you know, he's so busy.
Yeah,
it's
he
really
needs
hard. You gotta,
more advanced
You got to
really
notice. Pin him down on a Saturday afternoon.
Do you get the whole door? What do you do with the money? Is it yours?
It's
you
kind of
it
personal,
Jeremy?
Joe.
I want to. Well, Jeremy lost his job,
okay.
So I want to know. If Jeremy gets this, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, good question.
I'll tell you, my only goal is to just not to not pay myself and to pay everybody else that is involved with the show.
All right.
Is Joe getting paid?
I've declined my payment.
Okay.
My payment goes to Jeremy if one exists.
Right.
Okay, well then there's one. Boom.
Nice.
Well, Eric, I think it's a great idea, and I know I believe
a live podcast. That wasn't his idea.
No,
we've done millions of them.
Finally, we've never done one on our own.
No, we haven't. But people, there's been a ton.
I know. I didn't. Oh, Jesus, You know what? Forget you, Joe. I've had enough of you tonight.
I don't think Joe is. I don't like that he's not on board with our movie pick. I think after you start watching it, Joe, you're going to be like, man, I'm a lepus head now. That's
hey, Eric,
what you're going to be.
Joe has been shitting on everything in the entire show. So everyone's been mad at him, except for the chat. They probably like him, but. But don't worry about it. It's a great. It's a great idea. It's a movie I've never heard of. I love the choice.
Yes, from the early '70s. What a great idea. Yeah, that's the other thing.
What would you have done? What would your pick been?
Huh? They've done a lot of. It's usually a horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a horror movie. Oh, I know what I would do.
What's that?
I would do Magic with the great Anthony Hopkins.
Okay,
that's what I would do.
All right.
Oh, that's going to change the attendance big time. You throw Magic up there.
Is that the one that was you were terrified
of
as a kid?
That's
when
I was terrified as a child.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, but that was a great film.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, people would enjoy it.
Yeah, but we're about attacking an audience.
Right.
That's what we do at Quality Time. We don't want...
Hey,
don't
play that. I don't like it. Sorry, Robbie's playing the commercial that terrified me as a child.
Why don't we combine Quality Time and Rob and Joe? We'll do Magic, and we'll have Magic for Michael Chamberlain.
Oh, how'd you like that if Michael Chamberlain came? Wait, hey, I have a question. What I was going to make, will you pay Michael Chamberlain to come there and do Magic?
What's his rate?
$1,000 an hour.
Yes, let me say this.
Copperfield of Northern Virginia.
The last time we talked to him, he was working with Roy Rogers. I kid you not. So I like your chances to be able to afford him.
He's getting paid in the fixings
part. We're not pulling in Roy Rogers money yet. But, in the future, I mean, listen, slide on my info.
Let me get a quote from him.
Eric, thanks, bud. We'll see you Sunday at the Bright Box.
Later, dude.
All right, later, guys.
I guess we'll see him Friday for our rehearsal, but you guys don't care about that. We're coming into Big Murder Mystery Week next week. Sunday, the 9th, Brightbox, Winchester. All Love and Marriage and Murder. Then Amp in Bethesda on the 13th. And then Valentine's Night itself, February 14th. Two shows at McGooby's Joke House.
Have you asked anything? Have you asked Amp about tickets?
About a month ago, they were pretty good. I haven't reached back, but it's probably time to do that. Then I'm doing, this is the thing, Allison at the Improv asked me to do this country club private gig on the 15th.
Right.
And I say yes, and she's never told me the money. But it's just like how, I kind of like not knowing, because I know.
Whatever, it's like a surprise.
Well, she probably just forgot to tell me.
Right.
Because I know it's, clearly it'll be good.
Okay. What if they say, hey, Allison never told us what we owe you. What would you say?
Well, usually in those situations, they pay the club. The club would me directly.
Oh, so you don't? It's a surprise. You can't ask. You can't influence.
I mean, I could ask.
But what you mean is, you can't say, "Hey, here's what I make doing these." The money's the money.
Oh, yeah, the money's the money. Exactly.
And it's whatever it is, it's there.
Yes.
It could be four figures. It could be three figures.
Yes.
Right.
But it's a pretty high end looking.
And
country club. So
you're headlining?
They seem like, yes, this is a two-man show, 15
yeah.
and 45.
Okay. You got a good shot at four figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you next week. Anyway, come to the Murder Mysteries. It's big time for us. February, Love and Marriage and Murder. Justin marries Joe's wife, Katie.
What
could be better? All right, guys.
Spoiler.
Is that we done? I think we're done.
That's it.
All right, Keckner. David Keckner. David Keckner. I worked with Keckner this past week. Virginia Beach, David Keckner. My number one girlfriend, David Keckner. Bye.
See it.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.